Transforming Schools, Using the Index for Inclusion in South Africa, by Petra Engelbrecht, Mariette G. Oswald, and Chris Fallin. The Index for Inclusion was used in 3 primary schools in the Western Cape province of South Africa over a 2-year period, funded by UNESCO. This opened practitioners' eyes to the wider definition of inclusive education as an initiative for developing inclusive school communities and for identifying barriers to learning and participation for the benefit of all teachers and all learners. Lessons were learned about leadership, parental involvement, and professional development. The index assisted in an honest process of reflection on school cultures, policies, and practices, and in identifying and addressing priorities as part of the school's development plans. At first, most teachers were not familiar with White Paper 6 or the broader definition of inclusive education. They saw inclusive education as focusing specifically on including learners with disabilities. Our experience showed that inclusive education can only be implemented through an ongoing process of trial, reflection, development, and collaboration. Once contextualized for South Africa, the index appears to provide an appropriate model to assist in the development of more inclusive schools. 5 themes were identified as critical components for the development of more inclusive schools: an inclusive school philosophy, democratic leadership, structures, processes, values, collaboration with all relevant role players, addressing learner diversity and behaviour, addressing bullying in schools. Leadership. Working and social patterns in every school are influenced by the style of leadership. School principals have a considerable impact on the way teachers and other role players are prepared to embrace change, new perspectives and practices. Democratic transformative leadership promotes collaborative problem-solving and sustainable transformation. In 2 of the schools, the leadership style made implementation of the index difficult, while the 3rd is thriving due to the principal's democratic leadership. Parental involvement. The South African Schools Act 1996 acknowledges the rights of parents to play an active role in the learning process of their children. Yet traditionally, parents tended to be excluded from participating in their children's education. White Paper 6 stresses that the active involvement of parents in the teaching and learning process is central to effective learning and development. If parents are to become involved in their children's education, however, they would have to be invited, motivated, and empowered. The role of the principals in 2 of the schools was a major barrier to greater parental involvement. Their autocratic leadership styles caused tension and unhappiness. Parents did not trust them and did not feel welcome in the schools. Professional development. The management teams and teachers in some previously disadvantaged communities still struggle to accept ownership for their own professional development and growth. They have been disempowered to such an extent during the previous exclusionary regime in South Africa that they tend not to acknowledge their own abilities, know-how, and the fact that they do have at least some of the answers at their disposal. This seriously threatens the sustainability of the index process in the 2 schools with autocratic leadership. Education White Paper 6. Special Needs Education. Building an Inclusive Education and Training System. Barriers to learning and participation in schools in South Africa arise from socio-economic deprivation, negative attitudes to and stereotyping of difference, an inflexible curriculum, inappropriate languages or language of learning and teaching, inappropriate communication, inaccessible and unsafe built environments, inappropriate and inadequate support services, inadequate policies and legislation, the non-recognition and non-involvement of parents, and inadequately and inappropriately trained education leaders and teachers. Previously marginalized and disadvantaged schools in South Africa face particular challenges: overcrowded classrooms, poverty-stricken communities, and a lack of resources place a strain on teachers that cannot be ignored, and all these factors are also counterproductive to the implementation of inclusive practices. The Department of National Education, Pretoria, 2001. Article written by Petra Engelbrecht, Senior Director of Research, and Mariette G. Oswald, both at University of Stellenbosch, and Chris Fallin, Hong Kong Institute of Education. The research was conducted in collaboration with Christelle de Coca and Michelle Munro, University of Stellenbosch, and Leon de Jager and Abri Arenzi, Western Cape Education Department, South Africa. Contact Petra, Private Bag X1, Mattyland, South Africa, Email peng@sun.ac.za. Footnote: for more information on the index, see page 19. Visit www.csie.org.uk or ask EENET.